6 months after a scathing federal report found that Baltimore's police department systematically violated citizens' rights, the city and the federal government announced this morning a consent decree that will lead to reforms of the police department. The decree stems from a civil rights investigation into the police department that was prompted by the 2015 death of Freddie Gray, who suffered a spinal cord injury while he was handcuffed in the back of a police van. We have two reports, starting with WYPR's Kenneth Burns.
Mayor Catherine Pugh made finalizing the decree a priority shortly after entering office more than a month ago. She said she was more concerned about fairness for every citizen than the cost of implementing the decree.
But it's important that every aspect, every individual, every person, regardless of what you think about them, what you thought they might have been doing, everybody deserves respect.
Pugh has said she wanted it done quickly before President-elect Donald Trump takes office next week, fearing he could undo all of the work that went into the decree. U.S. Attorney General Lynch said the agreement will take effect once a federal judge signs off on it.
This agreement will live on. It is court enforceable. There will be an independent monitor, and it will live on as a document of the court and as a binding agreement between the city and the Department of Justice.
The decree touches on 15 areas, including use of force, interactions with youth, sexual assault investigations, and police stops. It also guides how suspects are to be transported, a central part of the Freddie Gray trial, investigating accused officers, recruiting, hiring, and retaining officers, and updating department technology. Both the city and the Justice Department asked for a hearing in federal court to allow for people to comment on the decree before making it final. Vanita Gupta, who heads the Civil Rights Division for the Justice Department, said work will begin to put a monitor in place to make sure the decree is being carried out once a federal judge approves it.
And we will engage in a process that is transparent and provide opportunities for public input into that process.
Gupta said the city will have input on who will monitor the reforms as well, but a judge will have final say.
Ultimately, the monitor, we will be making recommendations to a federal judge who has the consent decree, and the federal judge will have the ultimate authority to appoint the monitor.
A consent decree is familiar territory for Police Commissioner Kevin Davis. He was a high-ranking officer in the Prince George's County Police Department when that agency was operating under a federal consent decree more than a decade ago. He said this will ultimately benefit city officers.
So whether it's accountability or training or technology or early intervention systems that don't exist right now, policies and procedures that reflect the latest and greatest of our profession in 2017, the cops on the street will absolutely benefit from this consent decree.
Davis also said the decree gives his department a roadmap for the future.
So no matter who is standing in particular positions, things can continue to get accomplished. So it's no longer a singular person who is pushing reform.
The consent decree also requires the creation of a community oversight task force. That panel will be charged with making recommendations on how community oversight of the Baltimore Police Department is done. I'm Kenneth Burns at City Hall for 88.1 WYPR.
I'm Mary Rose Madden. City Hall was buzzing with anticipation as the more than 200-page decree landed at the same time of the dignitaries' remarks to the crowd. But what pushed the calls for change to the tipping point was the case of Freddie Gray, a 25-year-old black man who died from injuries sustained while in Baltimore police custody in the spring of 2015.
When Freddie Gray died, ripped the nation.
Billy Murphy, the lawyer for the Gray family, said his death is not in vain. This federal court enforceable consent decree means that policing in Baltimore will not be as it was.
A sea change is what we want, a sea change in community involvement, a sea change in improving policing, a sea change in making sure that people's constitutional rights are not disregarded. We want to see accountability. We want to make sure that the right persons are hired for the job of policing this town for the first time in the last 40 years. And we want to see that the wrong people are gotten rid of.
Federal Justice Department, along with community leaders, city officials, and police higher-ups, created the consent decree as an outline of solutions to the systemic problems exposed in the Justice Department's investigation of the city's police department. That investigation found that Baltimore police systemically violated the constitutional rights of African Americans and used excessive force. Among other things, they made thousands of unjustified arrests, and supervisors didn't investigate officers' misconduct. It's those deep-rooted problems that brings Kim Trueheart, a local activist, to City Hall time and again. She spoke up at the Board of Estimates meeting regarding the consent decree.
If this decree doesn't go far enough, and I'm a skeptic, absolute skeptic, you're not going to have a happy city, because we're not already happy.
The Baltimore Police Union already is not happy. Gene Ryan, president of the FOP, said in a tweet, "Despite continued assurances by representatives of the Department of Justice that our organization would be included in the consent decree negotiations, no request to participate was ever forthcoming, and we were not involved in the process." Ray Kelly from the No Boundaries Coalition in West Baltimore said his community group has met with the Justice Department.
We've worked together on, I believe, 9 events. Someone from No Boundaries will be in every aspect of this progress from the beginning until we actually see a different police department.
No Boundaries is one of many community groups in Baltimore that has put pressure on the police department, city hall, and local citizens to get involved in this issue. Councilman Brandon Scott is the chairman of the Public Safety Committee. He says it's not like they've been waiting around for this consent decree to make strides in police reform. He said he's been working with delegates in Annapolis to pass legislation that would bring more transparency.
This is something, community oversight is something that I've already been pushing, that we've already been pushing. I know that the mayor is supportive of that.
Between the federal consent decree and the current General Assembly session, there seems to be more political will for police reform than ever before. I'm Mary Rose Madden reporting in Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.